The unwise course followed at Marquette, Wisconsin. In Marquette, some 20 or 30 miles from Mauston, T.M. Stewart and his wife recently had been involved in fanaticism, claiming Mrs. Stewart had received visions. Of the course taken there, Ellen White wrote, "In the last vision given at Battle Creek, I was shown that an unwise course was taken at Marquette in regard to the visions at the time of the organization of the church there. There were some in Marquette who were God's children, and yet doubted the visions. Others had no opposition, yet dared not take a decided stand in regard to them. The false visions and fanatical exercises, and the wretched fruits following, had an influence upon the cause in Wisconsin to make minds jealous of everything bearing the name of visions. All these things should have been taken into consideration, and wisdom exercised. There should be no trial or labor with those who have never seen the individual having visions, and who have had no personal knowledge of the influence of the visions. Such should not be deprived of the benefits and privileges of the church, if their Christian course is otherwise correct, and they have formed a good Christian character. Present-day applications of these statements should take their context into consideration. It is clear that there were unusual circumstances that should be judiciously recognized. The setting was that of a community of believers in Christ's second advent who kept the seventh-day Sabbath. They were newly come to these positions, and most likely held divergent views on many points. Further, it was a community of people whose next-door neighbors, and perhaps those who had brought the Sabbath and second advent truths to them, had within recent months been involved in fanaticism and false visions. Now steps were being taken to lead these new believers into organization and church discipline. Ellen White points out that all these things should have been taken into consideration, and wisdom exercised. Also, at this time, publications from the pen of Ellen White were limited to 2 small volumes and 8 testimony pamphlets. Opportunity for the relatively new believers in Wisconsin to judge the matter on the basis of its fruits had been very limited. These are the circumstances that led Ellen White to write as she did. She continued, "Some, I was shown, could receive the published visions, judging of the tree by its fruits. Others are like doubting Thomas, they cannot believe the published testimonies, nor receive evidence through the testimony of others, but must see and have the evidence for themselves. Such must not be set aside, but long patience and brotherly love should be exercised toward them until they find their position and become established for or against. If they fight against the visions, of which they have no knowledge, if they carry their opposition so far as to oppose that in which they have had no experience, and feel annoyed when those who believe that the visions are of God speak of them in meeting, and comfort themselves with the instruction given through vision, the church may know that they are not right. God's people should not cringe and yield, and give up their liberty to such disaffected ones. God has placed the gifts in the church that the church might be benefited by them, and when professed believers in the truth oppose these gifts, and fight against the visions, souls are in danger through their influence, and it is time then to labor with them, that the weak may not be led astray by their influence." The testimony included the following sidelight. "I was shown the case of Sister H. She was presented before me in connection with a professed sister who was strongly prejudiced against my husband and myself, and opposed to the visions. This spirit had led her to love and cherish every lying report in regard to us and the visions, and she has communicated this to Sister H. She has had a bitter spirit of war against me, when she had no personal knowledge of me. She was unacquainted with my labors, yet has nourished the most wicked feelings and prejudice against me, and has influenced Sister H., and they have united together in their bitter remarks and speeches.